堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
Jack introduced us to his parents.
Question number two. I finished the assignment a week ago. Question number three.
We didn't think you would mind.
Question number four.
Do go ahead with your dessert.
Question number five. He was extremely angry, but didn't let it show. Question number six.
Aren't you clever to figure that out?
Question number seven. Anne rides her bike.Question number eight. My marks are higher than I thought they were. Question number nine.
Alex will crawl before he comes, won't he?
Question number ten.
The club president announced that each member has a quota of 10 tickets to sell to the talent show.
Question number 11.We should include these figures in the report. Question number 12.
Now that I've finally turned in my thesis, I plan to take it easy for a while.
Question number 13. I don't think I've heard her name mentioned before. Question number 14.
No one came to the school play.
Question number 15. If only you told me sooner. Question number 16.
I've got to get going on my research program.
Question number 17. The actors received a standing ovation for their performance. Go on to the next stage.Question number 18.
A friend got going to the changes.
Question number 19. Everyone thinks that Carl is a very outgoing fellow. Question number 20.
I was late coming back from lunch today.
This is the end of part A.We'll begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21.
Matthew wants to know if he can go with us to the party.
That would help because Morty said he wanted to go by himself. What does the man mean? Question number 22. What if this man have a call me?
Isn't it a little late at night?
What does the woman imply?Question number 23. Would it be okay if I use this machine?
I don't see any reason why not.
What does the woman mean? Question number 24. Hi, Anna. You're looking better. It's nice to have you back.
I just hope I can catch up on all the work I've missed.
What does Anna mean? Question number 25.Bruce said he would meet us.
Well, he's really taking his time getting there.
What can be assumed about Bruce? Question number 26.
Why didn't you make him sweat to see Dr. Hanson last week when you showed six of your tickets?
Well, the injury didn't seem serious to them. He's had to come today because my sister still hurts. Why didn't
game tonight.
Why waste our money? Here's going to lose again. What does the man mean? Question number 30. Sailors at home sit for a week.
Why don't we drop in and find out how she's doing?
What does the woman mean? Question number 31.
I need to have a new destiny.
Does it matter something? What does the man imply? Question number 32. Talk about the way I arrange the furniture in my living room.
Fine, but I think the wall could use a new candle.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Go on to the next page. Question number 33. Would you like a copy of this article?
Thanks, but not too much trouble.
What does the woman mean? Question number 34.
Let's get this desk in order. Yes, but it's about time to clear it off.
What can be inferred about the desk? Question number 35.
We don't prepare the body with hair by the
Oh, so it could be repaired. What had the man seen? This is the end of part B. Now we will begin part C. Question 36 through 40. Listen to the conversation about snowflakes.
Have you ever looked really closely at snowflakes?
Sure, but they usually melt too fast when you get close to them. Why not?
I'm just curious. I was reading an article about the formation of snowflakes, and I realized that I had never paid much attention to them before.
Well, there's a big variety, isn't there?
Yeah, but they all have one of three basic forms. Hexagonal columns, thin hexagonal flakes, and the glancing star-shaped form.
I wonder why the forms are different. Maybe because I started to form on dust particles with different shapes?
Well, I thought it might have something to do with the water saturation of the air, but we're both wrong. The author of this article did extensive research and concluded that the shape of snowflakes is largely controlled by the temperature of the air. For example, the feathery star-shaped snowflake that everyone thinks is typical occurs only at a specific temperature.
And doesn't the relative humidity have anything to do with it?
Apparently not. The effect of super saturation is simply to alter the growth rate. The greater the saturation, the faster the snowflakes form.
Next time it snows, I'll make a point of taking a closer look. Question number 36. Why don't people do that? Question number 37. Why has a woman brought up the subject of snowflakes? Question number 38. How many basic types of snowflakes are there? Question number 39. What determines the shape of snowflakes? Question number 40. What does the man say he is going to do? Question 41 through 45. Listen to the talk given at a meeting of a bicycling club.
Good evening. Welcome to the first meeting of our spring cycling season. It's a pleasure to see so many new faces here. I certainly hope that most of you will soon feel right at home with our group, and that bicycling will become a regular hobby for you and a part of your physical fitness routine. Some of you may not realize that the state of New Jersey offers ample opportunities for bicyclists of all abilities. We have rolling countryside, miles of beaches, lovely hills and valleys, and thousands of miles of little used roads. Beginners will find a store and area south of Simpson suitable for their needs, while expert riders will discover that the steep trails of the region around High Point offer a challenge to their skill and stamina. In addition, New Jersey is rich in places of historical interest. The state abounds in colonial architecture, battlefields of the Revolution, and other historic sites important in the early history of this country. Most are carefully preserved or have been meticulously restored. We organize tours to a variety of places new every weekend. Next Saturday, sir, will be a relatively easy one. From Rutgers University to the Gateway National Park. Interested sites should meet at 8 a.m. in the parking lot at the corner of Hamilton Street and Harvard Avenue in New Brunswick. The minimum time for this tour is about 6 hours. We will use a buddy system throughout the ride. Each new rider should team up with a more experienced rider. If the buddies look after each other, we can be sure that no one will be left behind on the back road. You can pick up a map of Saturday's tour at the information table before you leave this evening.
Question number 41. What is the purpose of the talk? Question number 42. According to the speaker, what makes New Jersey a good place to breakfast? Question number 43. Why does the speaker mention the historical ice? Question number 44. What will some of the listeners probably do on Saturday? Question number 45. What is the purpose of the buddy system? Question 46 through 50. Listen to the following conversation between two students.
Hi, Tom.
Judy, I haven't seen you in weeks. Where have you been?
In class.
What? The teacher on the left of the room? Are you studying on campus in the February cold?
Not exactly. I spent most of my time underwater.
I understand.
I was on a special field trip. I went with my marine biology class.
So you went to do the garden? What were you looking for? Farms and treasures?
You might say that. The sea is full of stuff. All kinds of strange, fascinating organisms. Our class concentrated on studying plankton.
But plankton is pretty small, isn't it?
That's a common misconception. The term plankton covers a wide variety of truly floating plants and animals, from microscopic one-celled organisms to larger ones, such as the common jellyfish.
Jellyfish may be large enough to eat, but they're quite tender, aren't they?
Yes, most plankton have transparent tissues with a protective camouflage. It makes them practically invisible to plankton.
But not invisible to an elephant or a hedgehog.
By concentrating, I was able to see the outlines of lots of interesting common plants and animals. In fact, our professor even took photographs of the Riva cordata, which are small oceanic snails.
How did the snails show up in the photographs and turn transparent?
We squirted Riva cordata with a harmless green dye. Since particles had derived into the tissue, the snails appeared in green outline in the photographs.
That sounds like an interesting trip, but I think that if I'm going flying in February, I'd much rather spend my time swimming and lying in the sun. Question number 46. How did Judy spend most of her time in flying? Question number 47. What was Tom doing in bed? Question number 48. What kind of class went on the field trip? Question number 49. According to Judy, what did her professor photograph? Question number 50. Why is it hard to see most plankton? This is the end of session 1. Now we will begin our journey with question number 1. Question number 1.
We tried calling Tim, thinking he'd be home.
Question number 2. She doesn't know we finished the exam. Question number 3. first series.
But his lectures are quite humorous, aren't they?
What does the woman think about Professor Jones? Question number 23.
Gary, why is it whenever I open a long mailbox folder, I pull out letters addressed to Mona?
Because in some I find a new apartment, I'm handing the post office door with my mail to your place. What's happening to Gary's letter? Question number 24. They said the train won't arrive until 9.
Well, but that boils down to whether you have a mother's letter on the schedule.
What does the woman mean? Question number 25.
If Professor Thompson was willing to give us a three-day extension since the conference, maybe we should give us a few more days.
Let's not push our luck, Gary, okay? What does the man mean? Question number 26.
How do we like to play?
Oh, I see, Bush. What does the man mean? Question number 27. What's happening with the new library building?
The work crew have just finished it up.
What does the woman say about the library? Question number 28. I'm not quite sure how to put this, but about that calculator you let me use. I dropped it, and now the on button doesn't want to
run. Oh, that's okay. It hasn't been working out for some time now.
What is the man's problem? Question number 29. The city is going to tear down those old houses and put up a new shopping center.
And the other shopping center? That's not the way.
What does the woman mean? Question number 30.
Do you know anyone who can do some typing on short notice?
How big is the job? What does the man look around? Question number 31. I think the whole class is going on a field trip by sliding.
I'm not so sure. Not everyone can save the transportation plan.
What does the woman imply? Question number 32.
I'm taking John to the fancy new restaurant tonight.
You can't go like that. You better change. What does the man imply? Go on to the next page. Question number 33. How did your talk with Corey go?
It never really got off the ground.
What does the woman imply? Question number 34.
Helen, don't forget to put your umbrella in the car.
Oh, it's just over, Helen.
What does Helen mean? Question number 35.
Have you seen this postcard from Ron?
He's in Florida. Oh, so he was able to get time off from work.
What had the woman claimed about Ron? This is the end of part B. Now we know. Now we will begin part C. Question 36 is for 40. Listen to the conversation.
I'm thinking about transferring out of this home into another store in Florence.
After a year and a half? How come?
I thought you liked it here. I did. The tax commercial I got in doesn't give back to me. I want a bathroom.
So, where do you want to go?
I wouldn't mind going to the next level of university. I'm a professor of education for commercial arts, but some of the ceremonies are very slender.
But you've gotten good grades in the 3 semesters you've been at State College, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not worried, indeed.
So, what are you worried about? Just ask your professors to write letters of recommendation for you. You'll be set. Question number 36. What is the woman trying to do? Question number 37. What field is the woman interested in? Question number 38.